A flash flood watch continues throughout central Mississippi and parts of Alabama. Mississippi Governor Tate Reeves has declared a state of emergency, calling the floods historic. Hundreds of homes and buildings have been damaged, and people are still evacuating. Joining us now with the latest is Justin Vickery, reporter for the Jackson Clarion Ledger. And Justin, tell us what you're seeing. How bad is it?
It's not as bad as it was initially expected. It was the Pearl River was expected to crest at 38 feet. That's about 11 feet above its normal flood stage. It's actually, right now, it's at 36.3, but it's still, even at that level, it's the third highest flood in history. Hmm. So it's had a pretty dramatic effect on the community, especially those neighborhoods near the Pearl River. You know, it's not as bad as it could have been, but it's pretty devastating to a lot of families.
Can you give us a perspective there? The Pearl River, there are lots of neighborhoods surrounding the Pearl River. Where is the damage the worst?
Sure.
And what's the main concern right now?
Yeah, well, the damage is definitely the worst in Northeast Jackson. The Pearl kind of meanders through the city. And that's the closest neighborhood, and it's the lowest lying neighborhood, and most of those homes were built in the 60s. Now, that was before the biggest flood we've ever seen, which is 1979, the Easter flood, and that inundated virtually the entire downtown area as well as much of the city. But with the level where the Pearl's at now, say close to 300 homes in the neighborhood have been inundated by floodwaters. Right now, one of the issues we have is the forecast calls for rain. In fact, it's raining right now. So that's not helping. The city has had an issue with flash flooding as well. January, we saw the second highest amount of rainfall ever. So that's caused a lot of flash flooding. So you can imagine a lot of residents are just pretty sick of the water.
Yeah, and I know that flash flooding, as you said, is a huge concern, just looking at the hours and the days ahead. What about the wider region? There are also reports of heavy rain in Louisiana and Mississippi, where you are, but Alabama and Georgia as well. So if people are trying to escape there, they may not get much relief, I'm just thinking. How many people have left Jackson to wait out this storm?
Right. Great question. Well, we're still trying to get the official number of the homes that have been affected. You know, the Jackson Police Department and the mayor's office did a pretty good job as far as putting out the word of these mandatory evacuations. And they did that with a sense of the history of the region and its history of flooding. And so a lot of people responded to that. Consider there's probably about, you know, roughly 1,000 people have been evacuated. I was on a fan boat with the mayor yesterday, and we went through some of these neighborhoods, and as flooded as they were, there were quite a few people in kayaks and canoes just sitting out in front of their properties, you know, protecting the possessions and just kind of uncertain of what to do.
Yeah. That's Justin Vickery, reporter for the Jackson Clarion Ledger. Thank you so much for this update.
Sure.